Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, in for KP for quite a little stretch here. Let's meet everybody today. James Heaney, first up. James, who put the bump in the bump a bump a bump? Who put the ram in the ram a lemma ding dong?
Was it Beach Boys?
I mean,
I don't know who
argue.
Did it. I don't know who did it. Who did it?
I mean, no one knows. It's like, who let the dogs out? They haven't caught anyone yet.
Okay. So usually Kevin tells me I'm right when I give an answer. Was that just a flat out wrong answer?
Look, no, it's a rhetorical. No one knows. I mean, it's definitely the Beach Boys did not record that song, but it does not matter because that wasn't what I was doing. I was literally asking. In the scenario where someone put the bump in the bump a bump a bump and someone put the ram in the ram a lam a ding dong, who did it? That's all I'm trying to get to the bottom of here.
Was it the bass man?
I like that
yeah,
answer.
That's the right answer.
That's the right answer. Good job. Jackie Gonzalez Duruthi, what becomes of the broken hearted?
Hum, da, hum, bum, 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 farted. That's not right.
It's close.
You know what they do? They dust themselves off and they rise up again. And their heart becomes whole. And then they get broken again. And it's just a cycle.
You should record it as like R.E., what becomes of the broken hearted. And it's an answer song. We need it.
You're right. Thank you for that. I will. Yeah. I'll do that.
No problem. Chris Alvarado. Chris, what if God was one of us? You know, just a stranger on the bus.
He would definitely, or she, it, they would be an alchemaniac for sure. They would join our Patreon, subscribe at the highest level, and get all this fun and juicy content.
That was a great way to pitch it. I love it so much. What would Jesus do? Become an alchemaniac. There you go. Mark Gagliardi's here, guys. Mark.
Hello.
Gagliardi.
Nice Mark. To see everybody. Yes.
What have I done to deserve this?
You know what you've done to deserve this. We all know what you've done to deserve this. And it's time you took some responsibility in your life.
You're right. I'm on board, Mark. Last but not least, Joey Greer. Joey, what have you done for me lately? Ooh, yeah.
Obviously not enough. I was over at your house the other day. You asked me to come over for an emergency. Apparently you couldn't open a can of beans. And when I got there and I opened it up, you had hollowed it out, which also was surprising because I said, this is a really light can of beans. And you said, no, they're just air fried. And I was like, what does that mean? You said, it means they fill the beans with the air, so they feel all light. And I was like, okay. And I've been doing that for the last couple of days, man. All right. And it's really getting on my nerves. They have responsibilities here at my home that I need to take care of. And I'm not able to do that. All right. So we're going to have to take some time apart.
I get it, man. But it's beans. Beans, the magic fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot.
Farted.
All right, let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email. It's not that new anymore, but we're going to pretend it is if you haven't listened in a few months. Our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one is from Patreon VIP Haven, who wrote, "Howdy, alchemists. I figured I'd try something different again. I searched Florida Man on Google at the time of writing this to get a scene idea. The chosen article was the first to pop up in my search and arguably the most wholesome and least violent one I could find." The title of the article is as follows. "Florida Man Tased for Twerking During Rainy Traffic Stop." How about we give our culprit a thick Bayou accent to top it off? Much love from Canada, Haven.
Okay. I got all my reports done there. I'm just about to head out. I want to make sure I be able to beat traffic.
I just wanted to make sure that I got this character sketch correct. You said he had long, straggly, knotted hair, an extreme beard.
It's all written down.
I don't
down,
know
so,
whether that yeah. means thick or long or what, but an both. Extreme beard.
Both of those. Yeah.
Okay. And a Bayou accent. Now, I can't draw that in there.
Yeah, well, there's like overalls maybe, you know, maybe he's on an airboat or something, right? We get it, right? It's like, that's Bayou. It's a Bayou accent, you know? Maybe, okay. Or maybe there's like catfish all around him or something. I don't know.
I'm just wondering, like, do you want, is this?
Like a Florida man.
Okay. So like a Florida man, but the mm-hmm. Bayou, not really Florida, right? So I think you're giving me like so many different things and I just want to get the sketch right so that we can find the perp.
Yeah, but there's swamp. I'm totally happy. Can I just call you on my car phone? I just want to beat traffic. I just want to be able to.
I just feel like whenever I talk to you at work, you're always just evading me. You're walking away. You're either going on your lunch break. You're going home. Is it me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
Lot of it. The whole bit. If you're going to break the bit up in little pieces and add them around and like put things in there, I'd say don't do that. You're the whole bit.
Well, I'm really sorry. I'm just trying to be a professional and get my work done.
Oh, Ricky, you! I can't believe you escaped. I posted your bail, but you ran away anyway. What you do that for, Ricky?
Well, I knew you were there. It's when I see the sun go away and the rain coming down, I can't help myself. I just got to get going out there and get my twerking on. But I saw you coming and approaching me, and I know how you feel about dancing on account of your father's religiosity. So right. I didn't want you to see any of the twerking. But we can still be friends. We can still be friends. I don't want this to end us.
It might end us. It might be the final straw that broke the camel back. You know what I'm saying there, Ricky?
You came to take me out of prison, Floyd. You came to take me out of prison.
It's
came
like
to
a
take
final
me out of jail.
Gift.
That's going to be the final.
The final gift. Get it right. A gift of the Magi for you. And then I move on with my life and my gumbo making. And you stay and you do whatever you do, Ricky. You be dancing.
Hey, you got to move this Cadillac, okay? You can't have an idol in front of the prison.
I'm sorry. Are you appreciating it though? It's quite a ride.
It is all right. I mean, I can see the roof kind of falling apart.
This is just all right of a ride because this is just a fantastic ride. You should take it for a spin. We'll go with you. You can take it for a spin and you can see how much you like it, how much I handle the road.
I'm not going to buy your Cadillac. Look, you just got to get it away from the prison, okay? You've been here long enough.
What, are we blocking the road? You trying to get home to beat traffic or something? We're having a moment together.
It's illegal to park in front of a prison like this.
What are you going to do? Throw me back in? I bet Floyd would like that. Floyd would like that since this is our last day together. You know what?
That's right. I mean, you want to throw him back in? You throw him back in there. I don't mind.
I'm taking both of you in, all right? I'm taking both of you in right now. Let's go.
Fine. Take us in. Take us in. We can bicker in a cell.
I don't really see the problem, Sheriff. I understand that every perp that I've drawn in the past couple of weeks looks like Deputy Schuster, but you know, if that's how they're described to me, that's how they're described to me.
Well, the problem is, I think, and I'm not really supposed to have this conversation, but my guess is that this is actually a personal relationship, and that's why you're not supposed to.
Well, if he's a scumbag, then maybe someone should get him for that. You know, maybe someone should get him for that.
I think that it's just that the relationship ended and neither of you really want to be around each other. But I just, these pictures, look at this. There's you put a name tag on this one and it's got his name on there.
I mean, so that's shouldn't it. Someone be putting him in jail?
Schuster, hold up. What's up, Bill? You heading out?
Yeah, man, I got to be traffic.
Cool. One quick thing. Put your hands behind your back, you motherfucker. You are under arrest.
What are you doing, man? Stop. This is a present?
Put your hand... A present? No, man, you're going in.
For what? What the hell's going on?
You're going in. You match a lot of descriptions.
What the fuck?
You match a lot of... Dude, you were the best man at my wedding, you fuck. I had no idea.
What the hell is going on?
You tell me. Look at this picture.
Okay.
Okay, now look at this one.
The same picture.
Okay, look at this one.
Same.
And who do they look like?
I guess
my friend. My best friend.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
We're best friends.
Stop that.
Oh my God.
Well, Ricky, look who they just brought into the gin pie.
Oh, hello, there's a fella outside standing.
This is
out
a mistake. I shouldn't be in here. I shouldn't be in here. All right. Look, I'm supposed to be on the outside. I'm a sheriff's deputy. Okay. I put people in here. I'm not supposed to be in here. Hello. Hello, guard. Hello. Oh God.
When was the last time you were on this side of the bars, son? They never come up when you yell for them. Look, I can yell anything I want right now. Hey, officer, you look pretty in them boots. Come on over here and I want to give you compliments. He's not even going to come. He's not even going to come and offer compliments.
Actually, Bill, I'm not drinking today. I just came into the bar to say I appreciate you, and I think I'm done drinking. You might ask, what's changed? Well, I'll tell you. I was stationed in the prison, as you know, it's my job. But out of nowhere, this compliment hits me, right? And it doesn't just hit my ears. It hits me right here, right in the heart. Somebody likes me.
So you want a Coca-Cola?
Yeah, I'll take a Coca-Cola. Give me a Coca-Cola. I mean, it's like, they say there's the way you see yourself and the way others see you and the way you really are. I think this prisoner sees me the way I really am, which is looking good in my boots.
Okay. All right. That's a $6 Coke.
All right. No problem. Bill, you ever feel just good inside?
No.
Is it raining outside? Well,
it's gonna. If it's not now, it's gonna rain.
Huh. Look good in them boots. What do you think?
Yeah, see, they don't listen to you at all. They did nothing. Like, listen to this. Hey, officer, I think you should go back to school and get that degree and follow your dream that you were going to do, but then you settle for this job. So what I think is you should go back. You should reapply yourself. You should get back out there, and you can get your dream job, sir. I think you can do it. I believe in you, as does everybody else in this place. You don't
hear it.
Yeah,
we do. We're big fans, Bill. We're big fans.
Is there a register? Is it too late to register for this semester? Excuse me.
Yes. How can I help
you? Thank God. I know that it's a little bit later.
Is there a problem, officer? Or is everything
No. Let me take this badge off. I'm just,
are you trying to fight me now? Are you trying to fight me man to man?
No, well, I'll put it back on if you're more comfortable. I'm just looking to
I can't fight you because you're the law. Is that right?
No, I just want to go back to school. I work in the prison down the street. Don't pick up hitchhikers. They get out all the time. But what I was told that, you know what? I'm better than the job that I settled for. I had dreams of being a veterinarian.
Well, you came to the right place.
Oh, good. So what's next?
Well, next I'm going to need $20,000.
Oh my God.
Sarah, hold up. You leaving work?
Yeah, I was just gonna...
Freeze, put your hands behind your back. Yep.
What the hell is this?
I don't know. You see this sketch? An anonymous person
drew
this
sketch.
Oh, it's not anonymous. You drew this sketch of yourself?
Well, yeah, I'm working on self-portraits. I'm actually taking a class. Some people say that all my drawings look the same, so I'm trying to get better.
Save it.
What?
Save it for the jail talk time.
You're really hurting my wrists now.
I didn't mean to do that, but listen.
Well, I don't understand why that put you in here with us. I feel like there should be a separate holding area.
Yeah, for artists. Like you should have a separate
female
cell.
Jail.
Oh, that too, sure.
Because let me tell you, I've seen Orange the New Black and I've seen Oz, and I know which one I'd prefer to be in.
Sure. Oz. Everybody wants to go to Oz. You got an Emerald City and a Scarecrow and a Tin Man.
Okay.
Hey,
well, you do.
Okay, everybody in here,
draw
down.
Floyd as a Tin Man.
All right, but I think it's going to look a lot like one of two people, me and my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
He's sitting right here.
Oh, my God.
Why do you have a stethoscope?
Huh? Yeah, officer, why do you have a stethoscope?
Lynn, why do you have a stethoscope?
Well, first of all, I prefer you call me Sheriff, all right?
Oh, okay.
I've got a stethoscope because I'm going to do physicals today on all the inmates.
That seems irregular.
It is irregular, but it's not often I have two of my finest buying bars, and I want to make sure they're okay. So I'm going to bring somebody else in for you, because I obviously... But if the men would step up to the...
Sorry, Sheriff. Sheriff, I hate to interrupt, but it's officially jail talk time. So this is where they get to have free talk time.
I was gonna check vitals.
Yeah, we can say whatever we want at this time. It's free jail talk time. So, Chef, how's your relationship at home with your wife and your children?
It's great. I don't spend as much time as I'd like with them. But when we do spend time together, it is great.
Chef, have you ever thought about going on sabbatical? You know, just getting out of here for a little bit, maybe exploring the Riviera or the Mediterranean.
Don't that sound nice, Sheriff?
I've never honestly heard of the Riviera, but it sounds exciting. But I've pretty much dedicated my life to this, and I'm so close to retirement. I'd like to just finish my run.
Well, I bet your kids would like for you to finish the run in that sack race that you skipped this weekend. I heard you on the phone. I heard you on the phone.
Yeah, little Howie, he's looking forward to the Soapbox Derby next week, and if you don't show up for that one, that's going to be trouble on the home front.
That's going to hurt him.
I hate to interrupt, but this just came in from the governor. All prisoners are to be let free.
What?
Amazing.
I'm so excited. I could twerk with joy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't run out there in the rain. No. Floyd, don't run in the rain. You're going to twerk.
I got to twerk outside.
Shoot him. Out here in the rain because of the electricity.
Oh, no. He moved his car, so there's nothing blocking that bus coming straight at him.
Where am I? Is this heaven?
No, it's an ER. All right, listen, buddy. We don't have any doctors on hand. We got veterinarians, all right? So we're going to have to go to surgery on you like you're a small rabbit. Do you understand?
That's a lot to process.
All right, we're going to have to process a lot more because your ribs are about 15 times larger than what we're used to. So to make it normal for our brains, we're going to have to break your ribs down and make them teeny tiny. Do you understand?
I understand. Sure.
Damn it. His teeth are all different. Am I weird? Am I weird or no? His teeth are all different than a rabbit's. Okay. Let's focus here, people. Okay, let's see here. There's internal bleeding, hemorrhaging. Let's see. Is there an embryonic sac? Let's see if there's some kind of rabbit sac in his tum-tum. What? All right, I'm going to go in here. Now, sir, we don't have anesthesia. You're going to have to be awake the whole time. All right. Here we go. Let's see what's on the inside here. Oh, God, this is so much bigger than a rabbit's.
The only thing to blame is dance. And that's our first scene.
The only thing to blame is dance.
Scene 2 is from listener Justin, who wrote, "Greetings, Kevin and crew. I shall spare you frivolous rantings of praise or perhaps the questions of the crew somehow reuniting in the same room again. Everyone just fast forwards through that part of the podcast anyway. No, for me, I bring greetings and salutations from the land of the Rocky Mountains in the form of a scene suggestion. In Utah, along with many other places among the United States, we have been getting a heat wave even Satan himself couldn't bear. Yet, I hear of tourists all over the world who are visiting Death Valley to experience record temperatures. My thought is this. Wouldn't it be great to hear the devil himself complaining about the heat to worldwide visitors who are visiting Death Valley for the enjoyment and vacation? Thank you, Justin and Ogden."
You guys got any idea what this press conference is about?
I don't know, man. I'm just so fucking hot.
Yeah, they could turn the air conditioner on in this place.
But no, I mean, it's the microphones. Pick up the air conditioning.
Oh, God.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming today. Hey. We know this is short notice, so we appreciate you.
Mike, who is this? Who is even coming out here today?
Paul, give me a second.
What's up with these tiny waters? They're all gone. All little tiny waters are gone.
Listen, this is short notice for me as well, but I think you're going to like what this person has to say, or not, but you're going to like who it is, okay? Paul.
Is it Adele?
Dan. No, it's not Dan. It's not
is it
Adele.
Billie Eilish?
Oh, my God. It's okay. Billie Eilish.
It's Billie
Eilish. In our small town.
Billie Eilish.
Is she going to play the Best Buy? Is Billie Eilish going to play the Best Buy?
So, oh, my gosh. A couple of reference points here. We will be talking about global warming. Oh, we're talking about the heat wave. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It wasn't a question. I'm just disappointed.
Oh.
That okay. Billie Eilish wants Billie to talk about the heat wave?
That's
it's not. Paul, it's not Billie Eilish. Okay.
Why
it's Adele.
I just believe it was Billie Eilish.
It's got to be Adele.
It's Adele. It's
right,
Adele.
Members of the press, I'm pleased to introduce Satan.
Hey, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you.
What the holy hell? What the? Pleased to introduce Satan. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Is it questions? What the fuck is going on?
We didn't know. We didn't know Satan was coming. We didn't know. Do you have an opening statement?
I'm sorry.
Or are we going
I'm sorry. Billie Eilish was supposed to open for me.
Oh my god!
Canceled last minute. I know it's tough, but then again, even the devil can't follow Billie Eilish. I mean, that would be a great opener. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah, I'll give it up for Billie if she was here.
Okay. Don't clap the devil.
Well, we were clapping Billie Eilish.
Blylish.
So, thank you all for coming.
Oh my god, boils are on my hands!
Oh my god, my legs are covered in locusts!
Oh my god!
Oh my god, what's happening here?
Oh my
god. Honestly, this is what everyone hopes would happen to the press. I'm just doing it for everybody else. You know what I mean?
Oh my god, please. But what do we have to do to get this off of our bodies? What do we have to do?
Don't make a deal with them.
I'll do anything.
You clapped from the first time.
I'll do anything.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're not fine. Look in a mirror.
What?
Please, what are we going to do?
I don't have a mirror.
Pull your, grab your compact out of your pocket. Look in the mirror.
Okay.
Dear Satan, I love you. You're my God. Satan is my God. I worship you, God. Oh God, just...
All right, sweetheart, you can take the blindfold off.
Before, can I do some guesses of what you got me before I take off the blindfold?
We're in the car, so you can guess where we are.
I think we're at Adele. I think we're at Adele.
That's funny. No, babe, I can't get those tickets.
No, Adele.
Oh, like we're at
Adele? Yeah, we're at Adele.
No, that's not it. I don't know if you know what Adele is.
I know Farmers are there.
Adele. Oh, okay.
Hey, you can't park in front of the Best Buy.
We're at the Best Buy.
It's illegal to park in front of the Best Buy. You can't park here.
Okay, we're not just... Okay,
is
thank
Billie
you, Sarah.
Is Billie Eilish playing the Best Buy? Okay,
hold
take
on,
off
sweetheart.
The phone.
Okay, so... No. Leave it on. I'm going to pull away from the parking, from the shopping center. Go a little further out. Okay, this looks good. Okay, now... Any more guesses?
I think that we're just outside of a Best Buy.
I mean, yes, but like where geographically? How about this? I'm going to roll down your window. Stick your hand out.
Of the wind.
How's that feel?
It feels so alike to the temperature in the car. It just feels alike.
It should be a little hotter out there.
You can't park here. This is where they're loading and unloading at the Best Buy. Can't park here. It's illegal.
Okay, we're at loading and loading and loading and unloading at the Best Buy.
Okay, let me just... Thank you, sir. Okay. Babe. Obviously, you and I have talked about our future together.
Yes.
Okay, so fill this in for me. Till blank.
So, thank you for the mozzarella sticks. So, he proposed to you outside of the Best Buy? That was our dream. We've been talking about that since we were in high school.
I know, my husband would ultimately be my Best Buy.
Exactly.
The ultimate purchase.
The ultimate buy. Oh my gosh.
I know. It was a fucking dream come true. And honestly.
What the hell is this? These mozzarella sticks are like ice cold. What the hell is this?
That's weird. What the hell? It's so hot outside.
I don't understand. This is horrible. This is one of the worst meals I've ever had in my life.
Disgusting. You know what's so crazy? He had the whole Best Buy just covered in cheese?
Oh my
god. You're
such a cheese freak.
Because I love cheese so much. God. There were daffodils. There were all of the video games that you get to try out were unlimited.
Oh my god, you got to play the PS1?
And PS3.
Oh my god.
All right, Geek Squad, I need you to clean up this area here.
There's all this goddamn Gouda in the computers, man.
I know. It's I don't know who approved this, but
someone put a Kraft single in the CD-ROM drive.
There's daffodils in this fridge box.
Look, I know it's going to be tough. It's everywhere. Just go department to department. I'll start in washer dryers because I'm pretty sure there's some Gouda wheels inside there. And we just got to clean this shit up before we open in another hour. And I know this is a lot to ask of you guys, and I'm going to fight for some overtime for you. But we just need to clean this place up. I'm so sorry that this happened.
Hey, Jake, you want to come with me and clean up all the little, like, PlayStation games, Xbox games? Yeah, they're already covered in plastic, so it should be easy.
Yeah, okay. I'll come play. Take the games with you. Sure.
Did you say you want to play with me?
No, we're going
to play video games and stuff like that?
No, I don't want to go play video games with you.
Right. Yeah. All right. That's fine. That's cool.
Is it cool?
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
Hey, Satan. Hi. I just wanted to thank you again for the deal we had where I would propose to the love of my life and she would say yes. And in return, I give you, I kind of forget what that part was. What do I give you?
Well, again? Your soul. I mean, that's the main thing. I got your soul. And
so that's just done. Do I need to do anything? Sign it over?
We signed that contract. That was the thing where I pricked your finger and you bled on the little thing that appeared in midair and then disappeared. That was the whole thing.
Can I just say one little thing that didn't go off as well as I thought? Is she was so fixated on all the cheese on the Best Buy, she didn't really get to experience that it was happening in Death Valley, you know, because it's so hot out here. I thought it'd be cool. Like, our love is so hot and she's so hot until death do us part and we live in the valley, you know, that type of stuff.
Wow. So you're complaining. You're complaining of what I did. You should have been more specific. You said, Best Buy proposal, cheese it the fuck up. And I did. All right. Now you want me to concentrate on the...
Ben, again, congratulations on the proposal, but these charts are very abnormal. It seems like, the only way I can describe it is your internal organs are turning into what looks like a rabbit. So the ribs are shrinking, your internal organs are getting teeny tiny. And I don't know what that means. I can only assume that life expectancy for you would be days, if not a little less or a little more than days, medically. Medically speaking.
Huh. Yep. Turning into a rabbit. Shouldn't have complained about how I did the job. Should not have complained.
Well, it just seems that I thought I was going to have cute ears, not have all my organs shrunk.
No, you're getting tiny. So you got about a day and a half to get this wedding done with before you turn into, you know, a little bit of pate. You know what I'm saying?
It is hot here, right?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to witness the marriage of this obviously human woman with, this is a first for me. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how you'd like to be referred to, how you'd like to be introduced. I'm trying to go with the wishes of all people involved, but this was a rush job, so I didn't get a chance to write anything. I'm not sure what to call a half human, half rabbit hybrid who's shrinking as we speak. So
happy,
happy. Wow. That's delightful. So happy. Do you take this human woman?
I object, Father. I object.
Thank God. Yes. What's the objection?
Well, first of all, it's a hairman. It's a hairman is what he would be considered, but that's not my real objection. My real objection is you've brought the devil into your church.
Well, yes, he was on the guest list. He's sitting right there.
Hey.
Look, if someone is on the guest list. No, go ahead.
We believe in God here, and you've brought the devil into our home.
No, we only believe in Satan here. Satan cured my boils. Satan cured me, okay? You got that? You got that? You stupid. Okay, Satan is God, and he's here. He's here when his God has ever been here.
Ever since Satan showed up, this place has been hot as hell, okay? And I'm not going to let this wedding go off. At least my family's not going to. You know what, kids? Come on. We're leaving.
But I got candy.
Enjoy being kids. Enjoy being hair kids. It's on you now.
But we didn't sell our souls. You can't
complain. I'm a dick. I can do dick things.
Whoa, everyone in this congregation is shrinking. What is happening? What is happening?
I do.
Oh, I now pronounce you one.
Come on.
Sean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you can pray all you want to God, but
Satan's here. Your kids are going to be little rabbits. I don't know what to tell you.
Come on, you got to have like a hookup or something to
I did. Okay, Sean, but I'm not a priest anymore. I gave that up.
Come on. Like, this is, look how quick we're turning into hares.
Hi, are you guys open? I want to return these noise canceling headphones.
Yeah, great.
I could still hear. Mm-hmm. I could still hear.
Do you have the receipt or?
Can I ask you something?
What?
Sir? Do you have the receipt?
He was going to ask me something, I think.
Do you think it's a waste of
life? Do you have the receipt?
Just give me a second, okay?
I'm working, John.
I know what you think you're doing, but what you're really doing is you're throwing a real life away. He used to be a priest, and he had a direct connect to God. And now he works at the Geek Squad.
Oh.
Isn't that a waste?
Is that true?
Yeah. I'm at sales and returns for the Geek Squad. I'm not even on the goddamn field team. So do you have a receipt for this?
No, I don't.
Okay, we can't return it.
Honey, I'm back. Oh, boy, did the trip go great. I missed you so much.
I missed you, too. I've been really inspired since you left. I've written a new song or rewritten an old song.
Oh, Billy, you didn't have to do that for me.
But I did. I did. It goes like this. I had a dream. I got married in a Best Buy. There was lots of cheese. And I married the best guy. As long as the devil's here, I'm gonna get married. Everybody's a rabbit now. And I'm turning hairy. And it keeps going.
No, that was great. And I gotta commend you for not.
The problem is,
you didn't fall asleep that time while you sang it. I'm really proud of you.
That's my problem.
Really proud.
Well, if I kept going, I would, and that's the problem. I keep falling asleep. So they can't book me. Adele keeps booking all my gigs. They can't book me because I keep falling asleep in the middle of my damn songs.
There. It's all right. You know, I need you for my domination plan. You're going to lull everybody to sleep. I'm spreading lots of misinformation. They don't even notice the global warming anymore because they're all obsessed with Best Buy rabbit weddings. I mean, it's going great.
I am. You know?
Hey, thanks for coming to the press conference, everybody. Just setting
what the hell is it this time, Mike?
What is this for?
Hey, Paul.
We Mike, come to the community last, center.
You ruined this town with your last press conference, Mike. The devil showed up with his wife, Billie Eilish, and everybody's
that's
a rat. Yes, it's you. You're the one that like it's
100%.
You're giving him a platform.
You said I'm happy to introduce.
I'm happy to introduce.
It's and a pleasure. You know,
and it's pretty convenient that the next week you get proposed in front of a Best Buy covered with cheese. How does that even happen?
How are you a human again, huh? What the hell's going on with the rules here?
I'm not human.
Well, if you'll let me introduce our next person. Of interest. Everybody, I'm thrilled to bring on.
Hello.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's Adele.
Oh my God, it's Adele. Oh my God, it's Adele. Adele.
Locust. Locust.
Oh God, oh God.
That's our second scene. Oh, nice work. Scene 3 today is from listener Brett, who wrote, "Hey gang, my scene suggestion is the Alchemy This Gang meets the Hold the Door guy, Order Up guy, Solomon Grundy, Marvin McHugh, and every other character y'all made. Just kidding."
Oh, thank God.
My scene suggestion is just literal breadwinners. Take care, Brett.
Next up in the competition, we have Luke Shirley, and he'll be presenting his prized rabbit. Luke?
Bonjour. Which Luke shall I?
I'm just judging. I'll be here silently. Go ahead, Luke.
I make the finest baguettes. I'm Luke Chalet. I stamp them all with a Luke Chalet baguette stamp. Don't worry, it's a hot brand, so it just makes it a little browner. It doesn't make it taste different. Just a little browner part that says Luke Chalet. So please... take a baguette bite. Have some bagel bites that I put a little bit of pizza on top of. I cut them in half, put a little pizza on top of them.
Oh, are these bagel bites your bread or no?
No, they were frozen bagel bites from the store that I bought. I just brought some bagel bites from the store as a side for my...
With your bread.
With my baguettes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So please.
All right.
And be honest.
The bagel bites
are
great.
I'd like to try a piece of the bread with the stamp on it so I can officially know that there's no difference in taste.
Right, well, here you go. Let me break off a piece of that for you. Bread with stamp. And I appreciate your eating the bagel bites, but you've eaten nearly all of the bagel bites and you haven't eaten any
these
of my bread.
So good.
So
do you have any pepperoni? These are just margarita.
I didn't bring the pepperoni one, but I just want they were.
Why don't you go get some pepperonis?
Oh look, he's still doing the little stamps on the bread. This is so adorable. Look, it's so adorable.
Oh, Chateau, I knew you would be here.
That's right. You should come to my booth to check out the bread that I am making because let me tell you, magnifique,
my foot. Magnifique, my foot. Your bread tastes like my foot. That's what your bread tastes like. Your bread tastes like somebody stepped on one of my bagel bites and then ate the foot. So there you go.
How would you know what that tastes like, huh? Unless you have tasted it.
Oh, is this how I'm rubbing your glue? Is that what this is? Playground taunting? Are we playground taunting?
Yes.
No, Papa, I did not get to compete. The competition was completely taken over by two idiots who just kept fighting. I didn't even get to give them my pumpkin love. Please do not be sad, Papa.
But we put all of our money into the ticket for you to enter.
I don't want you to cry, Papa. I don't want it.
But we saved our money so that you could do the competition.
I am sorry, it's not my fault. You always cry because of me and it makes me feel like...
We're going to go back there and we're going to make sure that you get your bread into the competition.
Hey, Chuck, I just wanted to say thanks for, taking a risk on hiring me here. At the dock, I know I got a rocky past and a bit of a record, but I'm an honest man now, and I work honestly. My one little thing is today's payday.
Yeah,
and when I went to my locker, I was expecting a paycheck.
But, yeah, tough break today, kid. Tough break today. Look,
what are these little tiny these little bread? This little. It looks like a bag of bread for pigeons.
Yeah, that's a bag of bread for pigeons. Old Chuck wanted to give you something for a send-off, because here's the thing. This
send-off?
Yeah. We're not making the money we used to make here on the docks.
Yeah, all right.
okay. I'm sorry about that. Sick, Chuck? Ate too many cigarettes this morning. We're gonna all wish you well. I really mean that, kid.
Am I the only one in that?
Yeah, room? Yeah. You're sort of you're the sandbag on this particular hot air balloon. We got to keep the thing afloat.
Gotcha.
What is this? This is your rent? Your little bag of bread for birds? What is this?
Well, I was thinking if you let them crust out, they would be good on salads and stuff.
Crushed out? Do you mean bake the bread to make croutons? Is that what you're talking about?
That's the word, crouton. I couldn't think of crushed crouton.
Out. Look, I need
Polly,
money.
When I got let out of the slammer, nobody would give me housing, okay? You took a chance on me. You trusted me, and I appreciate that.
And you appreciate that by giving me bread in a little Ziploc bag?
Yeah. I got nothing else to say, Polly. I mean, what the fuck do you want from me, Polly, huh? What else do you want from
money,
me?
Money, huh? Money. Look, I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to stay here. I'm sorry. You're going to find somebody.
What are you doing? Let go of me. You're going to pull me out right now? I can't go inside my house and get my shoes? That's my house.
Understand,
stop pulling
me.
You're pulling
my
hair,
Polly. I'll get your shoes, all right? There you go.
You kicking me in the butt? You kicking me in the butt now, Polly? Right. Hey.
There you go,
what are you doing?
Right.
I have a computer in there and stuff.
It's a Dell. No one uses a Dell anymore, okay? And I'm taking this little bag of bread.
Oh, look at this quaint little table. This pumpkin loaf. This looks so tiny.
Even Chateau and I, who have been nemesis for our whole lives, know that this pumpkin loaf does not stand a chance. Let us walk away laughing.
I will have the last laugh. I will have the last laugh.
What do you got here?
Pizza
rolls?
It's a pumpkin loaf. Is it seasonal right now?
Is it a pizza roll?
It's a pumpkin loaf.
So it's not a pizza roll?
Is that similar to pumpkin nickel?
I'm not familiar with pumpkin loaf.
Give it a try and maybe you will like it. It is a little bit sweet, almost like a cake. Very, very dense, moist, very good. I really, really need to win gold in order to keep my father happy. Ever since Mama died, he can't stop crying, and the whole world is on my shoulders. So,
can I be honest with you for a second? Can I just level with you?
Yes.
These peach rolls are so good. I can't get enough. But I thought I was like judging like a rabbit thing.
I'm so sorry.
And then it's just like all these
bread
things.
Can you wait until after you eat to talk to me? It really bothers me to hear you chew while you talk.
No, I just can't stop eating these goddamn peach rolls. They're so fucking good. This one French guy, I think he's French. He might be Canadian. I don't fucking know. But he came up to me and he gave us his baguette, like handmade baguette, I guess. I'm not
like
not
you can
it with
barely breathe while you eat, so why don't you just take your time and eat?
Part of me, I was just walking through this park. I see you got these tents set up. Seems to be some kind of
it's a Renaissance fair. Yes, come in. Oh, can we help you? Yes.
I see there's a bread competition.
In the Ren Fair, yes. At the carnival tent, yes.
Do you think these would be worth anything? I got a handful of crumbs. You think this is any kind of... Can I enter with this?
Of course, that's bread. But you do have to put a wager. Possibly those shoes or maybe that... No, not that Dell computer. The shoes will do. The shoes will do.
Okay, yeah, sign me up. I got nothing else.
It's just your name.
Okay.
Lorraine, I can't go to the... I can't go to the Ren Fair today. My shit is messed up. I had sex last night for the first time in many months.
Oh my god!
And now
god.
It's like crusted out.
Oh, what? Well,
I don't know.
Go to the Ren Fair; they'll have a remedy. They have remedies for everything. They have that apothecary there. He has all those jars. Surely there's an I'm crusted out jar.
I'm honestly so uncomfortable. Every step just reverberates like itch throughout the core of my body. It's like, well, I can't even scratch it because it's within me.
Just use your old wheelchair from when you broke your leg. We'll decorate it ladies. All like Ren Fair style.
Sorry to interrupt, ladies. I know you're in the ladies' den. Do you want some saltines? I just brought out a plate of saltine crackers.
Thanks, yes, Dad.
You're welcome.
Your dad's so okay. Sweet.
I wish he'd bring us some kind of drink with these saltines. I feel like he's constantly trying to, the opposite of waterboard me, crumb board me.
Oh, what is with the people in your life? It's all about crust and crumbs.
I'm nervous to be around French judges. If I'm
being
honest.
French,
I'm actually not French either.
I'm from Utah.
Does it sound like I have a French accent?
You know what? I heard two French guys. I assume they were the judges.
We are not officially judges.
Being ignorant.
No, but we should be. We have the expertise. No.
Oh, what do you have there's here as we walk up and stick our fingers in your little bowl of food? What is this you have here,
I call it pigeon bread.
Pigeon bread. Let me taste one of these. Yeah.
Sure.
Sacre bleu.
Wait. That's a reaction I was not expecting. Zut alors! Delicious!
Oh my god! What the hell are they saying?
But you're not. You're not the judges, right?
What are they saying? Does that mean it's good? Hold on a second. Let me have this pizza roll really quick. Actually, let me have another pizza roll.
This is the first time he's judged a bread competition. I think he's actually typically at fairgrounds for pigs and animals.
He loves
pizza rolls.
It's just first time having them. My God.
I guess I'll just try the breadcrumbs myself.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a lot.
Just lick my fingers and dip them in.
Yeah. Lick your fingers and then press into the bowl and let it soak up.
That's a lot
so
of
good.
Fun. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's really good. It's like breadsticks, but the center's my finger.
Do I win?
We really got to wait for the other judge. It's kind of important.
He's just eating.
And let me just say, there's a little girl who her family's depending on winning gold, so.
Okay. Is this a sad sack bread fight at the Ren Fair? Is that what this is? Just because Chateau and Chalet owns the two most fancy, fabulous bakeries in town, we are not considered because we are already rich?
Fine.
Oh, you're very much considered. It's just that, like, you've started from somewhere that was already, you've won so many. I have high expectations. I didn't have any expectations of these breadcrumbs.
Yes, we are successful now, but we will not always that way. We were kids too. My upbringing was so tough.
Oui.
We only got wine three times a day. That was it.
But my life was harder than Chateau's was. My life was infinitely harder than Chateau's. My life was harder than the little girl with the whatever she brought, the pumpkin and the crouton man.
It's
I had the hardest
just that
life.
Every year you enter this amateur bread contest, and it's a lot of us are getting sick of it. We want to see some up-and-coming new bread makers.
Look, my dad is Gérard Depardieu. You try living in the same house with Gérard Depardieu. He's a fat man. He's very flatulent. He's always drunk. He's very much not in the good place right now. Uh-huh. So the very embarrassing. The bread is all I had to escape.
My father was a ratatouille. And we did have nothing in our house. And so I had to scrape by on the crumbs on the ground. So I should win this because I'm had a harder life.
Attention. Attention. Make way for the king. The king of the joust is starting and the king is here. The Ren Fair. Make way. Make way. Vroom, 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 vroom.
Okay. Hello. Is this a bread competition still going on?
Uh-huh.
You could solve it. The judges seem to be split on who gets to sing, as you are the king, so... Okay.
What's the bread options?
Papa, I did not win again. It turns out some woman came in last minute, had something called saltines. The king loved it. She took the whole thing. Please.
This cannot be true.
Please still love me.
I cannot love you.
Pardon me, young lady. I just wanted to say congratulations on your win. And I'm sorry that you are in a wheelchair.
It's actually not permanent.
It looks
permanent.
Like maybe.
Not that that matters, but you don't need to apologize whether it's permanent or not. Like,
what's the deal?
Kind of an injury. I'm healing. I'm on the mend.
I hurt myself. Okay, you rolled an ankle or something?
Yeah, kind of. An injury.
Or let me guess. Are you crusted out?
How can you tell? Is there a smell?
I cannot believe that Cracker won the bread competition.
Ugh, this is cracker.
Embarrassing.
The saltine. We can never go back. We can never go back to our bakeries. But we can never go back to France. What are we going to do,
Chateau?
But
the one thing is I found a friend. In you, that I did not know I had.
You know, Chateau, you are right. Yes. For the first time in our lives, we realize that we have more in common than we have differences.
It is an honor. What do you say we go get a drink and get totally crusted out?
Let us go get crusted out, my friend.
Yes. To life!
To life!
And that is our show, guys.
What a denouement.
Yeah, really. We all grew a little bit this day. Let's go through and see what he's up to. Chris Alvarado.
Oh, thanks so much, man. Jeez, that was crazy. That was a crazy show. Crazy show. I love playing with everybody here. I just feel good. Life is good. I have a podcast called The Comedy Fix where we question everything you've ever thought you knew about performance and comedy. Give that check that out. See what's going on there. Thank you.
Nice. Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a blast. And I am at Jackie DeRuthie on the socials. The most wonderful pod of the year is my other podcast where I talk about not so well liked Christmas movies. And we are starting a week early. So we're starting the last week of October. So right around the corner. Can't wait.
Nice. There's tons of Christmas decorations in stores already, so I think it's about that time.
Yes.
Mark Gagliardi.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, man. It's always fun to see you guys. And this is, I feel bad for the Patreons that are seeing the thing that I'm throwing them out of it by doubling over laughing through half the show and trying to do it quietly. But yeah, thanks for having me. I'm Mark Gags on Twitter, Instagram. We Got This with Mark and Hal, dropping new episodes every week on the Maximum Fun Network and Blood and Treasure CBS season 2 coming soon.
Nice. And I'm glad you and I still have voices after two voices we decided to do that are total throat rippers.
Oh my God.
Good Lord. James Heaney.
Thanks for having me. Go check out Gamefront on YouTube. And there's just tons of content these days. In fact, we have new videos every day.
Nice. Joey Greer.
Yeah. You know what's going on. You know where I'm at. And in all honesty, I am trying to find the best Spooktober shows available. And it's a limited bunch this year. I get it, but I'm a little sad. So if anyone has any suggestions, please let me know.
Nice. I'm at Cole like Stratton, at Stratton Cole on your socials.
What does that
exactly
mean?
Spooktober. Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween's a thing. It's happening soon, guys. Mm-hmm. In what capacity, we don't know. But it is coming up. Mm-hmm. At Cole Stratton, at Stratton Cole on different socials. Go to ssketchfest.com. Check out the videos. They're only going to be up till November 1st. And then we're announcing our lineup for our 20th anniversary festival. Woo-hoo! In mid-November.
Oh, wow.
So that's a thing that's supposedly going to happen in January of next year.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
So definitely check that out. Hey, big thanks to our engineer and producer, Doug Bame. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time,
alchemythis.